for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Sunday evening, June the 25th, 1978. Lake Hamilton Bible Camp and Conference Ground. Summer convention being held at Hot Springs, Arkansas. Chuck Flynn is the speaker of the evening.
Isaiah, the 57th chapter, I'd like to use as a springboard tonight and just say that it's been very good to be a part of this great conference. We've heard about it all over the West, into the South, Mississippi, Alabama, and in the North, and there's just a few that I think many more will be coming in to join with us. I will be concerned. My wife and I, Marianne and I, have felt for a long time that the Lord has really given us a niche in encouraging leadership. And I feel that the way the Lord dealt with my wife and to release the gifts within her, and then the Lord spoke through me. I'll be sharing that with you. But we have workshops on the gifts and the releases of the Holy Spirit. We're with Bob Humberg and Out of Christ for the Nations. He's the director in Germany, West Germany, there of the Christ for the Nations Institute. And Bob said, Brother Chuck, he said, I didn't know if I really went for that workshop on teaching how to flow in the gifts of the Spirit and how to release those gifts. At the time, he said, it was very new to me. But he said, I just let the Lord have his way in my heart. And he said, I'm really glad that I learned how to release and the gifts of and allow the anointings to flow through my life, because it certainly has been a help to us in the ministry to flow in interpretation and prophetic word and allow the words of knowledge and the wisdom of the Lord to become part of that which is that ministry that our Lord gives us. So we do appreciate each morning we'll have a time to gather around the word of the Lord in a workshop atmosphere and allow the Spirit of God to move upon us beautifully. Work your pleasure, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, we have been all day getting here. We got up a little bit before 5 this morning in around Stockton, California, San Andreas. We drove about 2 hours to Sacramento, and then from Sacramento, Denver, Dallas, and Little Rock, and then Sister Egg Johnson brought us in here. Hallelujah. Put a little catfish in the ministry on the way, and I'm ready to go. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. In Isaiah 57, verse 15, I would like to speak on what I feel the Lord is doing in our day and working through His own words to perfect within us the preparation of His people for this hour. So here we have Isaiah 57, verse 15. For thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and the holy place with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive, and please circle the word revive, the spirit of the humble, and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. Hallelujah. What the Lord is bringing out here in this 15th verse, He says, now all of these things that will bring a restoration and a culmination of the ages is the reason and the attitude of my heart is that I will revive the spirit of the humble. I will revive the heart of the contrite ones, because that is of the nature of my habitat. He inhabiteth eternity. Thus saith the high and lofty one. Circle the word high. We're going to speak on, and maybe for a few series here, on this high order of God for this hour. The higher order. God who is the high and the lofty one that inhabiteth eternity. His name is holy. He said, I'm looking for those who will praise the Lord for the beauty of holiness. I'm going to lift you up. I am the lofty one that shall bring forth my heart's desire in eternity. The sovereignty of God, that high order of His anointing, God is impressing and planning and bringing forth for you and I. Now we're going to refer back to this verse, but I just want to use it as a springboard in emphasis tonight, especially on the high and the lofty one. And then the words that He is of a contrite and humble spirit, and He's going to revive the spirit of the humble and revive the heart of the contrite ones. There is this attitude in God. He said, I am the high and lofty one. The higher order of God is going to revive His people. There is a reviving and the bringing forth, not only of just that which is of a revival nature, but He says the anointing of the contrite and the humble spirit I'm going to bring forth in the land, for this is the seed of David. This is the anointing that I placed upon David. And He said, as I prepared him, he was a man after or pursued all that my heart consisted of. Everything that was in the heart of God, David reached up, felt around whatever he needed, grabbed it and pulled it down to him by faith. And he walked in it. Someone said, oh, that's of another dispensation. David said, no, sir, it's for me. Hallelujah. And so that is the anointing that God is bringing forth for this hour, is to revive those who have humbled themselves, those who have the heart of a contrite one, and this is to bring them in to the full height of His potential. It is not humbleness and contriteness. Is not that which alone is of a backward, hesitant nature. It means those who will humble themselves before the living God and know the anointings of the Holy Spirit and who they are in Jesus. Amen. It is a holy boldness. It is the strength of praise and the dynamic of the presence of the Lord that puts a trust and a love and a security, hallelujah, to know what God has said and step out upon it, say the same words, and see the action come to pass. The creative ability of our God, hallelujah, is to bring it forth in this hour. Those two anointings are striving in the body. The anointings of those that would come forth and just want to have a supervision leadership type of thing, that Saul and David anointing that is constantly at conflict with one another, God is cleansing His people and reviving the humble, and glory to God, He's reviving the contrite heart. And this is why the Saul anointing resisted the David anointing. I call the Saul anointing the dandruff anointing, because Saul was head and shoulders above everybody else. It gets a little flaky now and then. Bless God, I'm the man of faith and power. The Saul anointing, that which is filled with egotism and self-ambition. God said, there'll be a day when those who have humbled their heart before me have allowed me to come upon them with my name, which is holy, I'm going to raise them up and they shall be strong and they will do exploits. Hallelujah. They will show the anointing of boldness, and the balance of my word shall come forth. Hallelujah. Not to just get another segregated group, but to come forth with the glory of the balance of what I'm doing in the earth. Hallelujah. This is exactly what the Lord wants us to know. To bring forth that balance of His glory. It just seemed like, you know, there was a banquet set and Saul was in charge of the banquet. He threw that javelin at David. Jonathan and David sort of felt led to leave the banquet then. And they went outside, and I'll paraphrase a little bit for the sake of time. Jonathan said, David, he said, you get over there by them rocks, and you stand over there, and I'll go back to see if my father will allow you to come back. If he still is filled with rage, then he says, I'll shoot an arrow past the rock. And so Jonathan went back into the banquet, and Saul was wroth and wanted to know where David was. And Jonathan sort of took up for him, took up for David. And then Saul threw a javelin at his own son. He was so enraged that he lost all of his scruples of protecting his own flesh and blood. So Jonathan knew that the rage had continued within his father's heart. So he went out and he grabbed the arrow and he put it to the bow. And he shot it as hard as he could. And the arrow went past the rock, and the young man couldn't go get it. And David knew in his heart that it's out of your control. You better run. You better lean on God. Hallelujah. And this is the hour that you and I have, that the glory of God, the arrow is shot past the rocks. And praise God, there's a lot of javelins being thrown, but bless God, we're going to run into the Word. We're going to run into the anointings of that which God is reviving and the glory of the Lord. There's no place, seemingly no hiding place down here, but that which God is opening up, and people are being driven, if you please, into an area. And that's why you and I have come, and some of you have come quite a distance, because bless God, you want to be fed, you want to be under the anointing of praise, and you want to have the gifts and anointings of God released within you. Hallelujah. And that's why I'm here. And I believe that's why our brother's here and all of us. Because, praise God, God has anointed Glenn and Irma and many of the staff and all of us through the years to know, praise God, there's a balance. And hallelujah, we know that we can catch that. Jesus used it when he said, search the Scriptures. He used the word, catch the scent of a hound. He said, when you have the scent of a hound dog, you're going to search and get the goodies from God's Word. The treasure's here, amen? Just seek it out. These were more noble because the people of Berea, they sought the Word to see if these things be so, and the nobility of God came upon them. You're here to seek the anointings of that which God is saying. All right, we'll refer back to this Scripture, but this verse is very important in the sense that as we humble ourselves before the Lord, the Bible says, create in me a clean heart, that's salvation, but renew a right spirit within me. Hallelujah. That's dominion. Many times we miss this area of the anointings of God. We think that salvation is only in the justification department of cleansing our spirit. But salvation is meant into the whole man, that there is a creation of a clean heart by the precious blood of Jesus. But that heart speaks, and that blood speaks better than that of Abel. So the blood of Jesus cleanses your heart and comes upon you with a voice to speak the creative word. Hallelujah. And that authority is in the second capacity of your salvation, is that there is a renewing of a right spirit to take dominion of the giants in the land and possess that which God has commissioned us to do in His Word, instead of wanderings around in the wildernesses for 40 years. Let's go on in and possess the land in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Joshua and Caleb had a right spirit, the Bible says. The others had a wrong spirit because they had an ill report. They did not come into the dominion of the relationship with God. And God was going, and when they picked up the stones to throw at Joshua and Caleb in Numbers 14, God's wrath was being kindled against them, and Moses prayed. And God said, all right, Moses, I'll forgive them according to your word. I'll let their names be still in the book of life. But surely as I live, saith the Lord, all the earth shall be filled with my glory. Therefore none of these shall ever walk into the land of dominion. They shall, their carcasses shall fall. Even though they'll have relationship, they'll still be in the number of the children of God.
I will have a people that shall come into the land with dominion over all the giants. Hallelujah. Let's praise God with a clap offering. Hallelujah. We praise you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. I want to take off on this word high. For thus saith the high. Now there is, isn't it interesting that in worldliness, there are similar reactions that there are parallel identifying marks and principles or definitions to that which God is doing in the spiritual. In other words, the world says, oh, there's a high. I want to get high. And the Lord says, hey, you want to get high? I'm high. In other words, here is God bringing forth the higher order. And the anointing of this higher order. See, Satan is not a creator. The devil never does come up with creativity. He always has to imitate. He always has to bring about a copy. He's a Xerox, the devil. He's always got to imitate or pull down or degrade. Or, you know, God said, I am the God that provides Jehovah Jireh. And so later on he had to come forth with the great goddess Diana, which was the same type as Jehovah Jireh, the many-breasted one. And that's why it was just a cheap imitation. The devil's cheap imitation of the Urim and Thummim is dice. Dice and gambling. That's the cheap imitation of those things, thank you, of that which God has made pure. And so here is why I want to follow this now. In verse 15, put Luke 1, and then we'll go from there. By the word high. For thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity. So let's see what he has to say in Luke chapter 1. In this chapter of Luke, we have here an identity of that which the Messiah is going to work in the heart of the believer. The angel Gabriel is sent with a great commission. I want us to begin with Luke chapter 1. I want to look at this portion of scripture in verse 28. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail. Hail, thou that art highly favored. The Lord is with thee, for blessed art thou among women. When she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. Now, verse 32, he shall be great. Circle the word great and put down Psalms 22, Psalms 23, and Psalm 24. He shall be great. He's the great shepherd of the sheep. Psalm 23. He is the good shepherd of the sheep. Psalm 22, who gave his life for the sheep. The great shepherd leads the sheep in this present life. The chief shepherd in Psalm 24 gives the crown of life in eternity and reveals himself as the chief shepherd in this hour that is to bring back the king, Jehovah Shabbat. So now he shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. Please circle and underline the term Son of the Highest. This is the term, the disciplined one. The Son always means the disciplined one of the Highest. The word highest here is also very important. It's the Greek word hupsistos, H-U-P-S-I-S-T-O-S. Hupsistos is important because we study to know what this word high and the highest means. It means the Most High God. It's the Greek form of El Elyon. In the Hebrew, the word Most High means El Elyon, capital E-L, capital E-L-Y-O-N. And so we have here the authority, praise the Lord. Now we lay the groundwork in this name, the discipline of the highest. As we discipline ourselves to the authority of the highest, He is El Elyon, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. So it's speaking here of Jesus, who will bring forth, because of that which is of the father David, shall rule in the earth. The key word is the highest. He's the son of the Most High God, the possessor of heaven and earth. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest. Now underline that. The power of the highest shall overshadow thee, therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. The seed of the Word has been planted within you. And Gabriel is saying, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. And that holy thing, hallelujah, which shall be born of thee, shall be called the Son of God. This is the birthing of the Word. Jesus said the Word will go forth. And he said when the Word touches ground or soil, the good ground, will conceive the Word. And the Word will be breathed upon and covered and overshadowed by the highest. Hallelujah. And the Holy Ghost shall come upon you to birth within you the strength of that shall be born. And that is the Word of the living God. Now I looked up the term that he shall rule with a rod of iron. I always thought that it'd be just about like Jesus when he cleansed the temple. Of course, there'll be a cleansing involved. But when he said he'll rule with a rod of iron, it means he'll rule by the backbone of his people. The humble and the contrite ones will have been revived, brother, and the world will give account to the body of Christ. There will be such a dynamic backbone in you and I that rod of iron shall be the glory of God through our spinal column, and the glory of His anointing shall flow through us, and we will be strong and do exploits. There will be a reviving of the office of the highest. The Holy Ghost shall brood over you, the power of the highest, and shall move within your spirit, and that will conceive that holy thing that God has planted within our heart. And the Bible says that every man is lit as they come into the world by his light. When you allow the Holy Ghost to move upon you, when you hear the Word of God, your heart burns by the gospel. There's a burning within your heart. And when Jesus spoke to the road, on the road to Emmaus, to the two, he spoke with his resurrection voice. And I believe that revelation of himself out of the Pentateuch, out of the Psalms, and out of the prophets is stored in a realm of revelation for this hour, that he will come forth, and that holy thing that God has stored within your heart. Did not our heart burn within us when he spoke to us by in the way? But when he broke the bread, brother, that's when their eyes were open. Hallelujah. That's when the revelation came forth. It's in the breaking of the bread and in the living bread of the word that Jesus is going to come forth in such a magnitude of power and anointing in your life and mine. Now, I feel that God the Holy Ghost has just expressed this to me lately, that there is a realm of revelation. Now, every now and then, each of us will feel and seek the Lord in fastings and prayings and readings of the Word and study, and we will get sensitive to what the Lord is saying. And as we are sensitive to what the Lord is saying, hallelujah, there is that breaking into the realm of revelation as David, who pursued the heart of God. Hallelujah. You break in. There was just in the early 1960s in pastoring, I had a great burden for, my heart was melted for those that were on in the drug scene and in the dope scene. I even went out and met a man who covered emergencies of the whole area from the news media. And the Lord helped me to run across him. And I told him my burden. He said, well, I'll take you down and introduce you to these. It was not a popular thing. It was way before anything had ever been done in this area at all. And yet I was concerned with this area. But the pastoring and the duties, I just sort of tabled that and said, okay, and I'd try to get around to it, and although I'd be busy, something else would come up, and it just was dormant, and I got too busy doing something else. And all of a sudden, a few months later, here come David Wilkerson and the ministry in New York City and the writing of the book, The Cross and the Switchblade. And that was beautiful. It's a wonderful, but it was the same realm that God was dealing with me in, and possibly not that maybe I miss God, but I'm just saying that many times you and I break through the realm of revelation for somebody else. And I believe that this is the realm of revelation that God is breaking through in your heart and mind. And I want to encourage you, it'll almost seem like your own thinking for a while, but the Lord is impressing upon his people a great and mighty thrusting, and we're going to break through to the anointings of the Lord. Hallelujah. It's not just one person doing their own thing over here and someone else over there, but praise God, there's a move among the body of Christ, and all over we're seeing the glory of God reveal himself, hallelujah, in the face of Jesus Christ. Just a few months after that, I had a real desire to move in with the historic churches. So I had Father Burbank, an Episcopalian priest that had worked with Dennis Bennett. He had just been filled with the Holy Ghost in Van Nuys. And Gene Stone and others, they were known in Joan Baker, I believe, was a home that Brother... many of them, the Episcopalians, they received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. So they come over and they taught in the morning, and Dick Mills taught at night. And it was written up in the L.A. Times by Dan Thrapp, the first charismatic joining of the historic churches and the Pentecostal churches. And it was just something that the Lord really blessed, and we appreciated how the Lord was moving in that manner, because here two different styles, two different backgrounds, and yet, oh, how the Holy Spirit breathed upon us, and the marvelous things that were accomplished. A little bit after that, I had a desire as we were in prayer, and the Lord said, I want you to go down to Disneyland, and right across from Disneyland, there'll be a big building, and it'll be a round building. And it's a theater building, and I want you to dedicate that building to me. And when I was praying, I said, well, Lord, I, What for? He said, well, I want to have gospel meetings there, and especially for youth. I want to have youth rallies, and I want you to go down and see how much it costs. I want you to dedicate that building to me. I went down, I drove down Harbor Boulevard, and I turned in, and there was the Melodyland Theater. I went in, and they were having the flower drum song. This is about 1961, 62. And as they were having that flower drum song, it's an Oriental theatrics style, during the day, and they were moving the scenery around. And I dedicated Melodyland to the gospel of the Lord Jesus. I went and saw the manager, and I said that I would like to talk to you about having gospel meetings here. And so after a while, he told me that he had been the public relations man of Amy Semple McPherson and really appreciated what I was doing. And he said, we'll do all we can to help you. As far as I know, it's going to cost about $1,100 a night. And so, well, that I didn't hardly get that for my salary in a week's time. But that sort of brought about a hesitation. But we thank the Lord that that day, praise God, we said, Lord, have your way in Melodyland Theater. We dedicate it to the gospel of the Lord Jesus. I didn't know who Ralph Wilkerson was or anybody else, but today there are services there at the Melodyland Christian Center, and all over the world it is known. I believe, praise God, that we'll never know who looses the anointing of God for many of us. Amen? There are those who have paved the way, and praise God, who have broken through to the realm of revelation that has made it easier for each of us. Dick Mills felt that the Lord impressed him to call out people's addresses or call out their driver's license number in the 40s. But he felt, oh, that's a type of possibly, fortune telling. And he hesitated. In just a few weeks, here come William Branham doing the same thing. There is a realm of revelation that each one of us, hallelujah, that God is impressing upon our hearts. And there is the potential within you to revive the heart of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. There is this anointing that God is bringing forth in our day, and it is through the Holy One, the Highest. And He is the Son of the Highest, and He shall be revealed. Because I believe that when Jesus spoke with His resurrection voice, that revelation that He brought out of the Old Testament, of the prophets, and of the priests, and of the kings, He brought out the priestly anointing from the books of Moses. He brought out the kingly anointing from the Psalms, the Ecclesiastes, the Song of Solomon, and the Proverbs. And we thank God that that kingly anointing is ruling and reigning, hallelujah, within the hearts of His people. And out of the prophets, He is bringing forth the anointing of the prophetic fire that God has for each one of His children. Amen. So this is the introduction, let's say, of what the Lord is bringing forth for you and I for this hour. He will raise up His Son Jesus in each one of us, and those offices shall be released in your heart. You will come forth with the priestly anointing, the oil that ran down Aaron's beard and onto his garment. There will be such a tremendous unity among the people of the Lord that this will cause a great force of power and strength among the priests of Almighty God. Hallelujah. We will put on the garments of praise. We'll go forth with such anointing and sensitivity to what the Lord is saying. The Urim and Thummim, praise God, is within the church at this hour. Hallelujah. The Urim is UWR, and that means fire or light. The Thummim is the sign of a circle. Thummim means a circle or truth. Truth that is unending. Truth that is progressive. One statement flows into another. It never ends in Jesus. That's why we're complete in Him.
You'll never exhaust his beautiful work within your life. Hallelujah. It is a circle. In 1 Peter 2:9, we are a peculiar people. It doesn't mean unusual there. Some think we are a little unusual. But the word peculiar in the Greek text means around to be. It means the Father's presence has camped at our door. And that's why he said, I want to talk to you as I talked to Moses in the tent door. It means you're peculiar because the presence of the Father hath enveloped you in your home, and his presence is all around you at your heart's door. And that's why we're peculiar, because we can talk to the Father. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Hear the cloud of God. Let's just visualize it. The cloud of God comes down, and oh, the glory of God upon the tabernacle, the outer court, the inner court, the holy of holies. There's the making of the showbread. There's the beating of the olive, fruit of the olive and the olive oil to bring forth the candlestick and the oil, hallelujah, that shall burn daily. And yet the cloud of God drifts. And Aaron said, one of the Aaron's boys said, hey, Dad, why is God going? Man, we're doing his work here. We're really doing a good work. And we're taking care of the tabernacle. Where's God going? And the cloud of God floats over to Moses' tent. Aaron says, oh, he just wants to go talk to Moses. What about? Are we doing something wrong? Some big deal? No, God just wants to talk to Moses. You know, I like that. Hallelujah. And God said, Moses, how you doing this morning? Well, Lord, I just had a bad night. And I slept on the wrong side of the bed. I've got a crick in my neck, and I wish you'd take care of that. And God said, all right, what's happening? How's the young'uns, Moses? Well, I can't do a thing with them. You'll have to help me there, too. Not some religious piousness that you're on your good behavior, but God said, I want to talk to you at your tent door like a friend. Amen? And that's why you're peculiar. Hallelujah. Let's glorify the Lord. Amen? Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise God. I'm still learning. Hallelujah. To allow the presence as a friend. He talked to me very few years ago, and he dealt with me about that. He said, son, he said, where are you going? I was driving through Riverside Canyon, over Riverside, to Don Stout's Baptist Charismatic Church, and I told him. He says, you've been busy lately. And I said, yes, Lord. I remember the time in the ministry that I wasn't busy. I appreciate your anointing. And then the Holy Ghost sort of nudged me and said, here it comes. Tears began to flow down my face, you know, and I knew, oh, the presence of the Lord is real awesome, very beautiful. The Lord says, son, you've been too busy. You study to minister. You pray to minister. You do all these things to minister, but he said, you haven't talked to me lately. As Moses talked to me at the tent door, he says, you haven't talked to me as a friend. He said, I want you to know that my presence will be more clear, more close to you and to the body of Christ. Every member of my body, my presence is going to be so real and so close. He said, I want you to tell my people to talk to me as Moses talked to me at the tent door. Very personal. Oh, hallelujah. Just allow the glory of God and that pillar of fire of the Lord to dwell over your tent door. Just welcome the Lord in your dwelling. Amen. Oh, just allow the Spirit of God to move upon you. Praise God, you'll be peculiar. Amen. It's truly all the anointings of the Lord. So this is the preparation then of the heart of that which God desires with his people. He said, I'm going to be the Most High. Now I want to go down in this area. The angel Gabriel, as he ministers to Mary and says, now you're going to bring forth a babe, then he gives her the relatives of the cousin Elizabeth. He tells her how that the Lord is, what the Lord's going to do there. And then Mary in verse 46 says, "My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior, for he hath regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. For he that is mighty," underline verse 49, "for he that is mighty hath done to me great things, and holy is his name." You circle the word mighty in Ephesians chapter 3, I believe it is, speaks of him who strengthens with might by his spirit in the inner man. So he that is mighty is his presence, his person, that is strengthened in the inner man. And that is the power of security that God is giving every child of the Lord. He's going to bless you with the authority and security of knowing the will and the purpose of God in your life. You're going to have the direction of the Lord and know that, hallelujah, his power and his strength within you shall be firm. Praise the Lord. Therefore, he that is mighty, he will strengthen you with might, strengthen you in your inner man with might by his spirit. There was a woman that the illustration is that I heard years ago that is very full and vital here. She prayed for her son. She prayed through for her son to be saved. She had no evidence of it, but she just knew she was strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. She had that confidence that God had heard her. That was it. That settles it. She believed it. She got a telegram one day. The boy who rolled up in his bicycle said, "Are you Mrs. Jones at such and such address?" She said, "Yes." She signed for it. As she turned, the door slowly closing, she opened it. "We're sorry to inform you your son had been killed in an auto accident." She grabbed that telegram. She slung open the door. She said, "Boy, come back. This is not my telegram." He wheeled around puzzled, said, "Aren't you Mrs. Jones? Is this the right address?" So and so forth. She said, "Yes, but this is not my telegram. I've prayed for my son, and he will not be killed until I'm sure he's saved. I know he's saved within my heart, but I'm going to know it." She refused the telegram. A little while later, the manager called her. Said, "Oh, Mrs. Jones, we're so sorry that you received such a sad news and a bad telegram as that. It should have went a block away, just an interchanging of numbers on the address." She was strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. She had a confidence that the world doesn't give. She had a peace that Jesus gave her. Amen. And that is the praying through with the backbone of what God is doing in the heart of his people today. He's giving us a boldness and an anointing. And praise God, we will possess those things that are rightfully ours. Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank you for that, Jesus. We praise you. This is the strength. He that is mighty hath done to me great things. In other words, not only his acts, but he has been mighty within me, and therefore I will rest in that which he has spoken. Hallelujah. And so this is the authority of what Mary was saying here by the word of the Lord. Now I want to go now to, in Luke 1, down to Zechariah. Zechariah and his father, verse 67. "And his father, Zacharias, was filled with the Holy Ghost and prophesied, saying," the filling of the Holy Spirit, the word of prophecy, the bringing forth the anointings of the Lord. That is the creative word.
This is the form. This is also in relationship to that creative word. Now, when I was mentioning the fact of the Urim and Thummim that the high priests come into, that Urim is fire, the Thummim is truth. And so in John 16, the Comforter is come to guide us into all truth, Thummim, to show us things to come, Urim, fire or illumination. So the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, shall come upon you and revive within you the Urim, the fire, or the illumination to know things before they happen. Also to guide you into all truth, to keep you and I stable in the truth and the anointing and the balance of His Word. Hallelujah. So this is the authority that God says, my people shall be the Urim and Thummim to this age. Hallelujah. The cults and all the astrologers are doing all they can to grasp and to get a hold of their corner of the market. But brother, the body of Christ will come forth, and the wealth of the wicked. Hallelujah. You talk about, you know, that anointed prayer, Brother Glenn Miller, tonight. I've heard him pray that prayer years ago. In fact, 8 to 10 years ago, they come into that revelation. I'll never forget it. And we were all just going from pillar to post, just making what we could. Just existing and in the ministry and whatever the Lord. We're just living righteously before the Lord, but being content. But praise God, when Brother Glenn Miller read that, and I think Brother Ken Copeland come into that realm of revelation. Brother, when he prays that prayer, until the kingdoms of this world become the kingdoms of our God, little did we realize that all the income and all the money in those days, Glenn, when you taught us, we dedicated that money to God. We've told it around the world. Many have done it. And that's why Christian television is loosening millions of dollars, not because of some talent that they're producing. God bless them. But it's because the people of the Lord broke through the realm of revelation 10 and 15 years ago and said, bless God, the wealth of the wicked shall be loosed for the people of God. Hallelujah. Your name might never be spoken over the good Christian television programs. But brother, many of us have been claiming hundreds and thousands and millions of dollars for the work of the Lord, and we're seeing it loosed in the name of Jesus. And that should encourage us to know that, praise God, we have part and lot in this matter. Amen. 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 Brother, we just thank God for the talent God's raising up. But praise the Lord, I know, hallelujah, that the body of Christ come into this revelation 10 years ago. And now, praise God, there are those that are bringing in the recipients and the satellites, and the many things that's being done is because, praise God, the grandmas and grandpas and the young families and the middle age groups and all of us, praise God, we were faithful to the Lord, not only in that giving of 10 and 90%, but praise God, we claimed everything that came through our fingers. And praise God, now it's up into the millions that we have released as a body unto God of every nation. I've taught it in Egypt. I've taught it in Jordan. And I suppose others have as well. Brother, there is a law, hallelujah, that, praise God, the nations are going to be released in the anointings of what the Lord is saying in this hour. Hallelujah. These are things that we teach creatively. What's that mean? That means that we're laying the foundation that through the word of the Lord, hallelujah, we are going to see it come to pass. Don't think it's out of range. Praise God, He's El Elyon. Hallelujah. So let's look at what Zechariah is saying here. And his father Zechariah, that's John the Baptist now. He was just born, was filled with the Holy Ghost and prophesied, saying, Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he hath visited and redeemed his people, and hath raised up an horn of salvation. Hallelujah. Underline horn of salvation, and put down Samuel. Why mourn ye any more for Saul, God said to Samuel, seeing I have rejected him? Get your horn and fill it with oil, and go, for I have a man after my own heart. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. And so it mentions the horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David. And as he spake by the mouth of his holy prophets, which have been since the world began, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all that hate us, to perform the mercy promised to our fathers, and to remember his holy covenant, the oath which he sware to our father Abraham, and put down Hebrews chapter 6 through 6 and 7. The oath, the immutable oath of God, and the two immutable things were the promise and the oath, that he would grant unto us that we, being delivered out of the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life. And thou, child, shalt be called the prophet, please underline, of the highest. And thou, child, shalt be called the prophet of the highest. The whole term there, the prophet of the highest. For thou shalt go before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways. Circle the word ways. It's more than just saying, hey, Jesus is coming soon. Jesus is coming soon. Well, I've got to get another sermon on the coming of the Lord. It's more than that, brother. It's releasing the person of Jesus Christ in all of his ways. Amen. Loosening his ways in the earth. You know, I see here something very vital that's in this word. He's the prophet of the highest. Here is Zacharias, and he's prophesying the Son of God, the Messianic anointing. And he's bringing forth as the priest of the almighty works of the Lord Jesus. And yet, the Lord's anointing is upon him, and he turns from speaking the great, highest rule that this planet will ever know. In that when Jesus, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, rules, Zacharias is given the anointing to prophesy the destiny of the Messiah. And then, from that high order of revelation, he says, and thou, child. This is one of the things that I want you to realize. That you can be worshiping and adoring and loving and working in the vineyard of Almighty God. And oh, the beautiful things of God that he'll reveal to you in his anointings. And then his anointing will be upon you. And it's usually one third of the anointing that God puts through the individual he preserves for your home fulfillment. It's something that many of the saints seemingly do not know or have not been taught, is that there is such a beautiful flow of anointing, and that which is of the two-thirds, so to speak. See, that's why he said your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. That which is administrative and that which will be the ministering and those levels of authority that shall bring forth the Father and the Son. And the glory of God shall use you to bless others and to win them as children to the Father through the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. And the Holy Ghost anointing will be so beautifully upon you that your home will be blessed. And the authority of the release of that third part of your anointing is for your family. And Zacharias said, and thou, child. He turned to his own son and he prophesied over John the Baptist. And he loosed within him the ministry of the prophet. Hallelujah. Many times as I'm under the anointing, I'll run. And just, you know, as a service concludes or something, or maybe at home, I'll just go and lay my hands on my wife, Marianne, and ask God's anointing to touch her. The other night, we were having a little discipline session with my 17-year-old son and about some school events or something, and he was pouting a little bit as he and I went out in the garage to clean up and do some chores out there, and all of a sudden, I pulled him over to me. And I said, Galen, the anointing of the Lord's on us. And I began to prophesy over him. And the problems were not solved. They were dissolved. And the anointing of the Lord touched my home. Because, praise God, when you go forth and you see that the kingdom and the vineyard of God is blessed, the anointing of the Lord is preserved for your home just as well. Hallelujah. For yea, thus saith the High and the Holy One, yea, the anointing of the Lord is upon thee, for I have given thee a handful on purpose to bless thy home. And I love thee, saith the Lord. When you're in the vineyard of our God, yea, I will bless thy home and thy dwelling. And you'll not, yea, therefore go home empty-handed, but you'll see that the Lord will bless your children and your children's children, for the anointing of the Lord has been preserved, and I have a portion of the field that you have preserved it unto me, saith thy God. And I will bless thy home, and thy loved ones shall know that the yoke is broken because you've been faithful to my field, saith the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory out of a sandal of a hunter. Thou child, hallelujah. Praise God. This is the anointing of the highest. And thou child, praise the Lord. The contrast is beautiful. It's just like when God in Genesis 48, verse 1 to 4, he showed Jacob and he talked to Jacob in the visions of the night. We're coming to a conclusion now, but this is a tremendous fact. He told Jacob, he said, I'm going to take you down. Don't fear not. Don't be afraid to go into Egypt, for I'll take you down in Egypt and I'll bring you out again. And he says, and Joseph shall close thine eyes. The same principle is brought about. He says to Jacob, he's revealing his plan of the ages. I'm going to allow the children, I'm going to allow your descendants, the Hebrew, to go down into Egypt. There for hundreds of years you'll be, but he said, I'm going to bring you out again. And so he was telling Jacob of the things that people and generations would hear, generations untold. And when he was bringing out the full eternal purpose of his will, setting words of faith, I'm going to bring them up again. He says, it's just like he just made a step to leave, and then he, oh yes, Jacob, I want you to know, I appreciate your trust in me down through the years. I appreciate your life and your testimony. I appreciate the sacrifice you went through. You've wrestled with me, sure. You've had to limp on that bad hip all these years. The greatest battle of your life was when you wanted me in all my glory. I thank you for that. And God says, I'm going to let Joseph close your eyes. I'm going to give you a handful on purpose. That's a desire upon your own heart. I know what you desired. I know what you've set apart for your loved one. It hasn't happened yet, Jacob. But when I'm telling you all the great things that I'm going to do for the world, I want you to know that I haven't forgotten you. That I'm going to give you your son who you thought was killed. gnawed by the animal. I'm going to have Joseph close your eyes. It was an Eastern tradition that when a person dies, the one closest to him would come and close their eyes. And that meant to Jacob that Joseph, he would see him, he would enjoy him again, and there would be no great depth of grief when Jacob would meet the Lord, because Joseph would be there by his side and bring a great joy to him. I tell you, God is real personal. I think the Lord's wonderful. And I don't know what it is that's in your heart. And I don't know what the greatest battle of your life was or is. But I do know this, it'll bless your family. And when Jacob on his deathbed laid there, he said, "Boys, come and put your hand to the weakest part of my body, to the greatest defeat of my life, the greatest battle of my life. I've lived on that thigh for years. But you boys put your hand there because that's been my strength. And I'm going to prophesy over every one of you, and your generation shall be blessed forever." And the prophecies that Jacob gave are still living today and will be fulfilled when Jesus comes and he's going to wrap up all those 12 prophecies. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I tell you, people, we're serving a big God. We're serving a great God. And that's why when Zechariah said, "And thou child shall be called the prophet of the highest," we, in Matthew 17, Jesus said, "John the Baptist is Elijah." John the Baptist is Elijah. And he says, in other words, not a reincarnation, but in the spirit and power of Elijah to prepare the ways of the Lord. So you and I are prophets after the order of John the Baptist, who is after the order of Elijah, the prophet of fire. Moses was talked to by the burning bush. You and I are talked to and called by the burning vine. That burning vine is Jesus. That's why Paul the Apostle told Timothy, he said, "Timothy, I want you to stir up the gift within you." The word "stir up" in the Greek means to kindle the coals of fire. And that fire, hallelujah, is the prophet of fire. In the spirit and power of Elijah, you and I will go forth and prophesy those things that shall benefit the world and touch the kingdom of God and will be a blessing to our family. Shall we pray? Lord, we thank you. We appreciate that, Lord, which you're working within us. Thank you, Lord, for thine anointing this night. We appreciate, Lord, the strength and the joy of the Lord. This has been a great day today, I can tell by the singing and the praising. Oh, how we appreciate the ministry of the Word of all these that have spoken today and have given out, and the praise, those that have come from great distances, and we praise you, Lord. We thank you for the staff and all the preparations that will make our stay in everyone's fellowship so delightful. And we just bless your name this night. We thank you for the peace and the joy of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. As we take jurisdiction now, I command in the name of the Lord that every home be filled with a wall of fire, the angels of God around about. I loose in Jesus' name every hostility and loose every home. We praise you, Lord, that every heart will be set free. Loose my brother, loose my sister, and let there be such a peace. We speak to every home, peace be still. We thank you, Father, that you've given us not only the salvation and justification and cleansing, but the dominion of a right spirit. And we thank you for this as we take our dominion in thee and speak the authority of thy word. We praise you for it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We love you, Father. We love you, Lord. We praise you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. I feel that precious anointing, hallelujah, of his person. Praise God. how real and how wonderful the Lord is. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Brother there with your Bible with that sort of a yellow tie, would you come? You're the white shirt. Yes, you and your wife, please, sister, come with. Amen. And the couple behind her, would you come also? I'd like to have you, brother. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. There's a sister, the second one in from the end there. Why don't you, the one on the end and also the red-haired sister, you both of you come, would you please? Hallelujah. That's all right here? Yes, yes, would you? That's okay. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. There is a brother in the green back here in the back. Your hand is up here. Would you come, brother? If your wife's with you, you guys have a new dimension in the Lord we're going to release tonight. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Lord, we love you. We appreciate you. Now we're going to release the gifts and the anointings of the Holy Spirit. That means that whenever 2 Corinthians 1:4, this is what I call a spiritual dynamic or a revelation of end time. You hear these terms and you say, well, what are they? Or what does it ever happen? Is it different from what so-and-so down the street preaches? Well, not necessarily, but it just brings us in to a greater dimension of authority. Now, the Holy Ghost revealed this to me as I was prophesying over a brother in Visalia recently. According to 2 Corinthians 1, verse 4, we have been comforted, therefore, through the power of the Lord, we're to comfort others. In other words, if you've ever been touched by God in any capacity or any capability of the spiritual anointings of the Lord, you're able to release that anointing to somebody else. If you've ever been healed, you're able in Jesus' name to release that virtue into somebody else. Hallelujah. If you've ever been touched by an anointing of a prophetic word and you've ever been prophesied over, you have the divine right to release that potential of prophecy to somebody else. As you've been edified, comforted, and strengthened, release that to somebody else. And I believe that many of you will go back to your places of ministry and into your homes with a greater authority from Mount Zion. Hallelujah. Praise God. When we see it, brother, hallelujah, when we know that as God touches us, we have the divine unction to release that anointing. That might take a while of studying and maturity. We all are flowing in wisdom, the wisdom of the Holy Ghost. So, but there will be that full release that God wants as He's touched you. You're going to pass it on to somebody else. Hallelujah. Praise God. For that which I spoke to you, yea, was 2.5 years ago. And I gave you the vision, and yea, my daughter, the anointing of that vision shall surely, therefore, even though it is dim, there will be a reviving and a restoration, and I will move upon thee, and the glory of that peace shall flow, and thou shalt know that my vision and that which is the burden of my strength shall surely come to pass. My son, be aware that yea, that which you've invested in, the Lord thy God, yea, shall wring it out and cause those things that would try to leech and hold on, and that which the enemy would try to bring confusion, I will touch thy forehead, and the ministry of joy shall flow through thine own heart, and thou shalt know that what I spoke to you, you're going to flow in it, and you're not limited, but a local and an international anointing shall be thy portion, and I loose thee this night, that I will lead you, and as Paul the Apostle said, the Spirit of the Lord witnesseth in every city. I'm going to witness time after time after time by the anointing of my gifts and by the authority of my power, and you will go forth to know that the Lord hath guided thy steps, and the anointing of the Lord upon your home shall surely be released, and the gifts of my power shall flow through you, and you're going to go through this door. That which would have tried to have been a heaviness 2 weeks ago, that which you've already talked about this day, I'm going to open the door, and you will see that as you return in the power of the Spirit, you're going to know that the wrath of men have been caused to praise me, that you have laid your hand on the plow of Almighty God, the angels of the Lord encircle people around about you, and you'll not fear, but yea, that intimate joy that I have brought forth a oneness with you, you shall know that the Lord has undertaken, and you're coming into a greater stride of peace and joy that the Lord will fulfill within you. Yea, for the anointing of my peace shall come forth through you, and you'll know that the glory of my presence has already rebuked the yoke. Hallelujah. Brother, in thy body there was, in the lower part of your back, hallelujah, we just come against that which would weaken, hallelujah, and you're set free. The glory of the anointing through your head area, sister. I thank God that every gland is the response and the authority. Praise God in Jesus' name. You're set free. Hallelujah. For the last 3 months, there has been that which would try to have been a weakness, and very great weakness, and yet the anointing of the Lord has touched your bloodstream, and the glory of that metabolism shall be of mine, saith the Lord, and I will enrich within thee the desire of thy heart, for the Lord shall bring it to pass, and you will see that the Lord has lifted off of you that yoke of heaviness and given you the energy and the strength and the revelation to go forth and teach and to come forth in me, for you will step through that door. No man will shut it, for I'm going to anoint. Yea, you to flow as one in me, and you'll compliment your husband, for my authority is upon you, and my peace is serene. Amen. Hallelujah. The Lord's done a great thing, and there's that decision. He's going to confirm within you guys, and just within about a week's time, you'll know that, praise God, the loose ends have come together, and as you've been appearing before the Lord, you've laid some things aside, but they're rough right now, but they're going to all fit and harmonize together. God bless you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Isabari kamasuli alavaranda. For yea, my joy shall be full within thee, and thou shalt know that the power of the Most High shall overshadow you, and yea, the glory of the Lord shall turn that was meant for your defeat and for your discouragement. I loose thee, saith the Lord. I brought you unto the Zion's hill of glory. I brought you unto the place, yea, that I will, yea, move supremely within your being, and the desire of your heart shall be met. And that which I've spoken, surely the Lord, hallelujah, set you free, that you'll walk out into the dew of the morning. You'll walk into a new phase of anointing, a fresh morning glory, and the day star has arisen in your heart. And that which you've committed unto me, I will work within them, and you'll see the miracle of Almighty God. Father, we praise you. Loose that anointing through your body also. Praise God. You've been prayed for recently, so we agree. And praise God, that weakness is leaving, and that infirmity is gone, and we just thank God for it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. For yea, line upon line, and precept upon precept, with my revelation have I taught thee. My anointing, yea, shall move upon thee and embrace you. For yea, it'll not be scaffolding that's around a building that's rickety. It'll not be those things, yea, that when men walk upon them, they'll fall. But I'm building a new building of strength and joy. In your ministry, yea, you shall know that the Lord's strength is beams of iron, and his strength is anointings, and the phrases and these experiences, yea, that seemingly, yea, are so exhaustive within you, and the weariness and well-doing, and those things will try to hit the very wind out of your being. I will renew your breath. I'll renew your anointing. I'll renew the vision that I have given, and the joy of the Lord shall encamp around about you. And I say unto thee, I've given you a time of refreshing, and you shall grab the tambourine of joy, and your heart shall be thrilled with anointing of praise. For I said, yea, come apart a while, and let us praise the Lord together. For I will renew your spirit, I'll renew your mind, I'll renew the anointing of my peace through the word of the Lord, and you will speak it, hallelujah. And you'll go forth, and yea, I renew that dedication of my anointing upon your hands, and you're going to press the battle of the gate, and this one that's upon thy heart, yea, the glory of the Lord has sent his word, and he is healed, and the anointing of that healing shall be voiced abroad, and thou shalt know that your labor is not in vain in me. So rejoice, and again I say rejoice, for you have the ministry of intercession, and the intercession of the saints shall be a reward, hallelujah, and you will bring forth a messianic destiny that shall usher in the glory of the Lord, and my people who have been, yea, in the shadows ministering faithfully between the porch and the altar, I will raise them up at this hour, and they shall bless the ministries of the Lord, and you shall, yea, speak, and the authority of that word shall be strong. And I say unto thee, I will bless thee and provide for thee, and you'll know that thy income shall be increased for the joy of the Lord. Yea, shall multiply it, and thou shalt be a blessing unto my people and to my leaders. Amen. God, use her. I thank you for that anointing. I praise you for it. All right. Hallelujah. Now I remember. Amen. For that, yea, which I have anointed thee to do, and there were those, yea, that would stand around and would, yea, think of those negative things when David leaped and danced before me. But I say unto thee that thou hast the same anointing, that you will praise me and see that I've anointed your hands. I've anointed, yea, the vision of the Lord within you. And your mind shall be quickened with the Holy Ghost, and thy forehead shall be firm. For yea, the single eye of my anointing shall perceive. And I will show thee these things, and the Urim and Thummim shall find, yea, the reward of the joy and the illumination of my truth. And you'll not waver, for you'll stand, and having done all, still stand. And I'm already preparing these things. For the Lord thy God will build thee up in himself. And as thou wilt know that, praise God, I'm line upon line, precept upon precept. I'm bringing many ministries, yea, unto Zion. And I'm preparing my army. So therefore you'll know that I have released and loosed within you that revelation of joy, and thou shalt be firm in it, that as you appear before me, I'm already undertaking for that which would try to have pressed you, yea, last Monday and Tuesday. You'll know the Lord has melted those things, for I will bring it to pass. My peace and my joy shall provide, and yea, you'll know that the Lord hath brought you unto Mount Zion and unto the place of rewards of praise, and the glory of that statue shall be within thy spirit, for the veil of the word has been taken off, and you'll see that, praise God, you will ask largely and receive it in my name. Amen. Amen. The sister that they would try to attack you is going to be turned to the good. Amen. All right, now we can join hands. Hallelujah. Father, I praise you. For my daughter, my joy, yea, and my mantle is upon thee, and the strength of my love is overshadowing thee. And my son, you'll know that the perfection, yea, of my holiness hath been given, and thy heart shall know, yea, the truth, and the truth shall set you free. And the knowledge of that that you've been faithful in, I have been faithful, yea, to stand with thee at this hour. Do not, yea, be surprised, for I have my pleasure upon you, and that which you will come forth in the beauty of the Lord, I've given you the strength of it, and as you speak it, I loose in thee that creative word, and you'll see that the Lord will go ahead of you. For yea, I have touched you this night, and those things that I have, yea, spoken, and what I touched you 3 Sundays ago, my joy and my peace shall overshadow you, and yea, the peace of the Lord shall flood thy chest, and in thy digestive system, you're going to know that the Lord is thy God, and the king shall surround thee, for you will have a shout of a king in the camp, and my peace and my joy shall be upon thee, for I have, yea, as I spoke to Jacob, I have known your heart's desire, and ye shall know it and be glad, and I will speak to thee even tonight, that I will speak it, and yea, go forth, and the angel Gabriel and the angel Michael's, they shall go forth, and my peace shall permeate thy life, and thou shalt see the faithfulness of our God. Yea, the Ancient of Days shall speak, and you will come into the joy of the Lord with great anointings and great praise, for your ministry shall be strong at this hour. Yea, rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away, for the joy of the Lord is your strength, and you're going to see that what you have prevailed and what you have interceded for, the Lord thy God will loose it at this hour. Hallelujah. Father, move upon this home. Strengthen this family. Bless them even now. And Lord, we thank you. Praise God. Heal my son to Lebahar. For I have released my anointing upon you. Yea, the peace and the prophetic joy shall spring up. And you'll speak largely, and you'll speak it, and you're going to hear good news from afar. For yea, the Lord will release, and those that you've lifted into my hand, yea, the joy of my strength is upon you, and you're going to hear the good news. Praise God. God bless you. It's a beautiful thing the Lord is doing. It's a miraculous thing, and I just want to hear more, because I believe as we've just spoken of the creative word together, the anointing of the Lord has gone forth. And praise God. We just believe the Lord for that miracle, brother. Amen. Hallelujah. You relate to that? Praise God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. We could hear the testimonies, but let's reach our hand out toward these, especially here as we bring, hallelujah, ourselves, Lord, unto thee, Father. Yeah, just join hands. You are heirs together of the graces of life, and you'll not waver. But yea, my peace shall surround thee. My son, you're going to speak the creative word. The end time dynamic of my presence, yea, is moved within thee. For thou shalt, yea, be balanced. And the knowledge of the Lord, yea, shall speak. And thou shalt see that the Lord hath anointed thee. And with the forehead of Ezekiel, you'll not waver. For my strength, yea, your forehead shall be stronger than theirs. I've also released your lips, and you'll speak with the fire of Almighty God. Mount Zion shall speak through thee, and thou shalt see the sword of the Lord consume them, for they shall be as wood. So do not fear. I am releasing you into the fresh ministry and that anointing of the Lord. Even by 11 o'clock tomorrow, you'll know the yoke is broken, and that which would have tried to be a heaviness to you, the Lord will bless thee and honor thee and prosper thee. For yea, the problem will not be solved or be dissolved because of my anointing, and yea, my peace shall surround you, and yea, the authority of that you shall come into the full release, and there shall be no hindrance, for you'll not be hindered of the graces of life, and you'll not be robbed, for my authority is upon you. Brother, the glory of the Lord has touched you in every gland, and the anointing of the Lord has breathed upon you. Sister, through the amen, hallelujah, praise God, through the back, the nervous system, and that which tried to strain your body 5 years ago, and the tremendous heaviness, we lift that from you, and you're going to come into a new area. Both of you shall flow in the anointing of healing and answered prayer for others, for you will come into a strength and a dominion of your own ministry, and the joy of the Lord is your strength. The head areas of those things which try to bring pain, I loose you from that. You're healed by his stripes, and through your back, hallelujah, the authority of the Lord has cut you loose. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Into the areas, hallelujah, that God has intervened in, and we thank you for it. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's a miracle of God. Let's praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, there's a sweet anointing here tonight. Why don't we stand and just pray with one another and let that release of God flow through you. Let that peace, let that strength of his anointing. Amen. Hallelujah. Just reach up to the Lord and let his peace overwhelm you. Let his joy be full within you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now, We just release the word of the Lord. And as you're praising the Lord, just turn to someone and give them a release. Just give them a word of the Lord. Whatever God speaks to your heart, just speak it with divine unction. And let the authority of the Lord, hallelujah, come upon you. Speak life to that individual. Pray for that one and that loved one. But just touch somebody and just speak the word of the Lord in victory and power. Hallelujah. We praise you, Jesus. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Well,
yeah, I might as well sing the chorus.
Okay.
Is that praise the Lord. I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new man. Old things are passed away. I'm born again. More than a conqueror. That's who I am. I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new man. I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new man. Old things are passed away. I'm born again. More than a conqueror. That's who I am. I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new man. I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new man. Old things are passed away. I'm born again. More than a conqueror. That's who I am. I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new man. I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new man. Old things are passed away. I'm born again. More than a conqueror. That's who I am. I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new man. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, I really appreciate your prayers tonight, and amen. I'm going to get some good rest, and you get good rest, and we'll be here in the morning. And I left my Bible on a Frontier Airlines, and it's out here at the airport, and I was using someone else's Bible. And thank God for that, and we just really will look forward to every meeting. Our brother be teaching, our other brothers and sisters, we just praise God. And the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord lift his face upon thee and give you peace. Amen. And all the rest. God bless you. You are dismissed. Hallelujah.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.